Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Nurse goes quiet during ultrasound as she realizes woman got pregnant while pregnant. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacy Marshall. Getting pregnant while pregnant is extremely rare, but possible. And it's exactly what happened to Rebecca Roberts, leading to her super twins. Rebecca Roberts of the UK was 12 weeks into her pregnancy and at her third ultrasound when the technician gave her quite a fright. During the scan, the nurse stared at the screen and went quiet. "I thought something awful had happened," Rebecca recalled. "But it was nothing bad, praise God. What the technician saw in the ultrasound was just something surprising because of how rare it is. It's an event called superfetation, the phenomenon of a woman getting pregnant while already pregnant. And that's just what happened to Rebecca Roberts. Superfetation is when a second pregnancy implants a few days or weeks after an initial pregnancy occurs. A new egg is fertilized by a new sperm. Maternal fetal medicine specialist Dr. Lisa Thiel explained. At her third scan, Rebecca found out God had doubly blessed her. 3 weeks after conceiving her son Noah, she conceived a second child, her daughter, Rosalie. She would be giving birth to two babies, super twins. "I couldn't believe it," the mom says. "I was shaking so hard, they had to lead me down the hall so I wouldn't fall on the floor." Getting pregnant while pregnant is extremely rare. The reason is because once a woman conceives, the body naturally starts making hormonal and physical changes to prevent further conception. So when superfetation occurs, it's usually within the woman who's had IVF. But that's not always the case, as with Rebecca and her super twins. With a spontaneous pregnancy, it's a little trickier to confirm, but it can happen, Dr. Ashley Roman, Director of Maternal Fetal Medicine at NYU Langone Health. Only God knows the reason Rebecca and her partner Reese were given this special blessing, but it's one they embraced wholeheartedly. Rebecca Roberts really experienced the impact of this special blessing once she gave birth at 33 weeks to her super twins. She delivered early because Rosalie was no longer growing properly on the inside. Noah weighed 4 pounds, 10 ounces, and Rosalie was even tinier, weighing 2 pounds, 7 ounces. Because of this, doctors placed Rosalie in a special hospital while Noah went into NICU. "It broke my heart that they were separated," Rebecca recalled. "It was horrible." Little Rosalie loves defying odds, though, just as she did when appearing after her mom was already pregnant. The tiny girl fought hard, and after 95 days, she was strong enough to return to her brother's side. "I remember holding both of them at the same time when they were reunited and thinking, this is a milestone in itself," Rebecca said. With all the drama behind them, super twins Noah and Rosalie went home and continued to flourish. And by 6 months of age, Rebecca said they were happy, healthy, and inseparable. "They have such a special bond," their mom gushed. "Even at such a young age, the babies would hold hands. They'd reach out and caress each other's faces." And Rebecca has no doubt that getting pregnant while pregnant, rare as it may be, was no accident. "Rosalie was meant to be," she said. Wife honors her greedy husband's dying wish in the best way. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacy Marshall. A greedy man coming to the end of his life made his wife promise to fulfill his dying wish. He wanted to be buried with his money, and his faithful wife had just the solution. You may recall that Jesus warns us numerous times in the Bible that it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven. This doesn't mean that God doesn't want us to be prosperous in our finances. He just doesn't want us to place money before Him and His works. Unfortunately for the woman in our fictionalized story below, this was a lesson that escaped her husband. He was consumed with greed and considered his money to be the most important thing in his life. The Bible also says that wives are to honor their husbands. So what was a faithful woman to do when her husband's last wish was that he be buried with his money, every cent? Well, this smart cookie certainly figured it out. Man wants to be buried with his money. There was a man who'd worked all of his life and had saved all his money. He was a real cheapskate when it came to his money. He loved money more than about anything. And just before he died, he said to his wife, "Now listen, when I die, I want you to take all my money and place it into the casket with me, because I want to take all my money into the afterlife." So he got his wife to promise him with all her heart that when he died, she would put all the money in the casket with him. Then one day, he passed away. He was stretched out in the casket, and the wife was sitting there in black next to their best friend. When they finished the ceremony, just before the undertakers got ready to close the casket, the wife said, "Oh, wait a minute." She had a shoebox with her. She came over with the box and placed it in the casket. And then the undertakers locked the casket and rolled it away. Her friend said, "I hope you weren't crazy enough to put all that money in there with that stingy old man." The wife said, "Yes, I promised. I'm a good Christian. I can't lie. I promised him that I was going to put that money in the casket with him." "You mean to tell me you put every cent of his money into the casket with him?" "I sure did," said the wife. "I got it all together. I put it into my account and I wrote him a check." Hopefully this story gave you a good chuckle and also served as a reminder to keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. No man is able to be a servant to two masters, for he will have hate for the one and love for the other, or he will keep to one and have no respect for the other. You may not be servants of God and of wealth. Matthew 6:24.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.